Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Media Network. It is I, Scarlett, and tonight we want to talk about our new advertiser, Ritty in the City. You know, some of you have your business websites up, and you're wondering why you're not getting any traffic. Have you ever thought about marketing your website, where you put links around, or you do posting of ads? And you build your social media. Well, Ritty in the City can cultivate that for you. So give Ritty a call at 561-872-1314 and find out how you can be a planetary launch and everybody comes to your website. And now it's time for the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. Our grandstand host, Joe Goldner.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Scarlett. And I urge everybody to call and reach out to Ritty in the City for a great design. But anyway, there's a lot of things going on. Yesterday was the primary day for about 5 days or 6 days. And, of course, Trump won them all, and, of course, Biden did too. But there were some issues coming around. We did have a very big race in what we call Ohio. We have a Senate race. And, in fact, what's going to be unique is that every candidate that Trump supported or backed or endorsed won their races yesterday. And the big thing is that in Ohio, Marino won his race, and he was running against the establishment, and Trump-backed Marino won his race, and that's a big thing. And we're going to take the seat held by Brown, and we're going to flip that. But in the state of Florida, not too many people realize it, but the Democrats in the statewide off seats, statewide stuff that they went in local areas, that there was local municipal rallies, municipal primaries, or elections actually, and the Democrats lost half of their seats to Republicans. We flipped about half of the states in the state of Florida in some areas that had elections in the area. It's really unique. And also, there's a big change in Lauderdale by the Sea, as the original mayor is no longer there. It's a new mayor that started, that won yesterday, and he's changing things around too. So we'll see where that goes. So things are changing around the area as we're solidifying around the country. But there are many primaries left to go. But the big story is today. Tickets still may be going on. I'm not 100% sure. But there was at least 6 hours, but maybe more, of testimony in the hearing for the Joe Biden impeachment hearings, the inquiry. And they have Bob Alinsky on, and the guy and his partner that is actually serving 14 years as a federal fed, so he did it through Zoom. And then they brought a guy that they turned that initially worked with Giuliani and the Democrats, brought him over to contradict things, but it was a joke. And he is a former felon too that's actually involved. So it's really kind of unique. But I gotta give Bob Alinsky credit and everything, because this is a guy that wasn't taken seriously. The FBI still hasn't talked to him. He has all these documents and everything there is to get Biden, the Biden crime family, including money trails, everything else. He gave it to the House and gave it to legal, all the people investigating. But the FBI and the Justice Department have never really did anything. And he went out blasting today. And by the way, Bob Alinsky, I'd rather take him over anyone, because he is a retired Navy officer, and he is military. He's been in the wars. He knows what it's like to stand up, protect the country, where Biden knows how to be bought by the Chinese and other companies. We have proof positive beyond a shadow of a doubt, and the evidence is flying left and right. And it was really interesting in how they did it. And the left went wild because they couldn't defend anymore. And they tried to do everything on this. And then when they get caught, they reserve my time. They get my time and all that stuff to try and put cover. And it was really interesting. And it's amazing that he went out. If you watched it, I urge everybody to watch the snippets and C-SPAN and others. It's really unique. It's for the first time, the Republicans came out, the Comer and all the people in the committee came out firing the evidence and everything, and they did not allow the Democrats, the Communists, whoever you want to call them, to try and pull their stunts. They stopped them in every way, and they went after them, and they made them look like fools. And they finally got a backbone. It's really interesting. Any comments, Scarlett?
Oh, yes. Raskin was very upset that Bob Alinsky called him a liar. That man, she sounds like a little girl. Bob Alinsky ate her up and spit her out.
Right.
They couldn't compete. They were not in there. They just were in shit. So it's beginning. This is the process to impeachment, folks.
Some of the evidence that came out.
And I'll tell you the reason. The reason they're not impeaching Biden now is because we do not want that laughing hyena as president. She's a maniac. She's worse than Biden. Okay, things are not the best, but it would be 100% worse with her. Okay? She's nuts.
So far we got Joe. This was 4 hours ago. Joe Biden said he was running for president in 2016. Everybody knew, and China knew, and they were buying him. And that's when they bribed him and bought him. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden wins a business in the oil industry with China in 2017, part of the bribe and to take and to compromise. Joe Biden is the Manchurian candidate. Joe Biden became president of the United States to destroy our oil industry and put sanctions on Russia because it all has to do with Chinese oil. China and Russia has made a fortune since then in the oil industry, and America has become weak. All of this has been planned and executed. Biden Inc. delivers for China and Russia and whoever they are in business.
Don't leave out his brother.
Yeah,
Obama.
And Hunter Biden, Joe
yeah.
Biden, Jim Biden, and Obama.
Right.
All of it's tied in.
Also
was established the fact that patent that proves that the Bidens were doing business directly with CCP, including President Xi Jinping in 2017, testimony by Hunter Biden's former business partner.
He wasn't vice president. He was
that's the matter. He was set up in 2016. He was set up in 2016 where he was.
Was that right before Trump became president?
Yes, this is before that. Today's testimony, also testimony by Hunter Biden's former business partner, reveals how intimately involved Joe Biden was in the influence peddling scheme while he was planning a presidential run back in 2020.
Yeah.
AOC, this is really about AOC. This is another one. AOC, by the way, just to let you know, AOC is being primary. The people in her district in Queens and Bronx don't want her gone. She's in trouble along with two other squad members. The AOC completely lost it when Tony Bobulinski gives her an answer to a question she doesn't like. AOC goes to Bobulinski, quote, "Did you witness the president commit a crime?" Bobulinski says, "Yes." AOC, "What crime have you witnessed?" Bobulinski, "How much time do I have?" AOC, "Name the crime." Bobulinski, "Corruption statutes, RICO, conspiracy, FARA." AOC then reclaims the time and monologues while refusing to allow Bobulinski to answer. AOC also said that RICO is not a crime. RICO is a crime. It's called racketeering. And so, this is all to cover for Joe Biden. Either AOC is a dumb waitress, bartender, like she really is, or she's covering up what she's complicit. Anyway, she really went off, and she was trying to go off.
Done. Who are the other two, Tlaib and Ilhan?
This one that's behind 22 points in primary, the one that's being convicted anyway, I forgot what's her name though, and there's another one that's, and T-Up is in trouble. There's a bunch of them that's in trouble.
Ilhan's not in trouble?
She's in trouble, but because she's living in an area, so it's really unique.
Is she a traitor of the USA?
There's a bunch of them.
Will she be going to jail after Trump is sworn in?
Yes.
And I love it. Okay. He can be hung with a diaper on.
Yep.
Yes, I said it. Diaper. You heard me.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't the only one that went after this guy. There's a guy named Mike Singleton. He's on X, which is Twitter X. He works for NBC, but he's him and I and what's his name from Turning Point, him and from Turning Point and myself went after Mike Singleton. We go back at him all the time and go back and forth. But Mike Singleton posted a picture of President Trump and Barron Trump. And he posted, and he wrote, Barron Trump turns 18 today. Happy birthday, Barron Trump, which we all say. But he's now fair game now. So you can attack him too. So we posted Mike, a senior executive at NBC, who describes himself Hollywood's ultimate insider, just deleted his tweet, disgusting, but you can find him on X. Mike Singleton and I and others are really pissed off at a guy like that. We've been going after him all the time. And also Tony Popolinski reaffirmed and Hunter Biden used shell companies to sell access to his father. They also admitted that Joe Biden is the big guy.
They made money and laundered it to their own account.
Everybody in the Biden crime syndicate, including his granddaughters and everything else, even three-year-olds, are now tied into it. They're so corrupt that they may force his little kids to have a prison record, even though they're not, they got the whole
They'll
family tied up to corruption.
They'll be in jail till they're 18. They'll have no hope.
Right. And 3 years old, they didn't even know what they did. But thanks to Joe Biden and his corrupt family.
They will be held accountable.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That is a big thing there. And it really continues. It's really out there, and it's hard to believe that we actually have this type of corruption, and the Democrats covering up for them.
They hate Trump.
Yeah.
They hate us, and they hate because they think we're pretty two shoes. Good for me. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the honesty and the integrity. I don't have to cheat, fraud, scam, or con to be successful. I am successful.
By the way, it's Charlie Kirk and I as well going after that guy, Mike Sington. So, just to let you know. Trump is doing so well that even CNN is now as talking about how well Trump is doing. In the latest polling by the New York Times, Siena College poll found that both black and Hispanic voters say that Donald Trump's policies have helped them more than Joe Biden's policies by a pretty wide margin.
Yeah.
And they had Hakeem Jeffries on, and he couldn't say anything.
Nope. He's gone.
He couldn't say nothing.
Nope. So, like I said, they're either going to try to execute Trump or they're going to steal. Because this is all they're capable of doing. They are criminals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They will kill people. Look what they did to that guy who twitched out, did something on him, and he was found dead.
Yes, and somebody that was killed for turning by a whistleblower for the it's going after Delta and the airlines.
They killed them.
Yeah. Also, former Biden family business associate Tony Bobulinski begs Democrats on the Oversight Committee to focus on how China infiltrated the highest office in America. He goes, and I quote, I wish you would spend your time focusing on the fact that the Chinese Communist Party infiltrated the White House of the United States of America through the Biden family. I don't say that lightly. It's not a joke. I was willing to die for this country, take the Biden name and the Biden family completely out of it. How did the Chinese Communist Party infiltrate the White House? Let's start there. Focus on those facts, what they did, how they did it, and why they used money, why they used private enterprises instead of military. This is huge to our national security.
You know what? I'm going to say something. This is going to sound really weird, but I would really go back in time to George Walker Bush. Remember when we were getting shit from China? It was really bad,
yes.
And we were recalling it. I'm saying you got to look at that. Hey, Jeb Bush is for Trump. Go figure that one.
Yeah, no, because of the bloodbath line and all that.
The economy is falling apart. Stores are closing in different fields of endeavor. People are being laid off left and right. The unemployment is sky high. Is he going to sell his business, some of his businesses in New York, and lay them all off?
No. They're working on a deal to get everything done properly. The courts are weighing in now that because New York has violated the Eighth Amendment, and I believe there's going to be a stay maybe tomorrow or the next day to prevent Trump and all that stuff because they violate the Eighth Amendment, which guarantees that a court cannot do cruel and unanimous punishment by overcharging or excel amounts of damages that more than it's supposed to within the guidelines of the law. And that's what they did in New York. It has to do with the legal and lawsuits, not stores.
So what they tell Letitia James?
That they're going to reverse the decision there, and the interest is going to be stopped pending appeal, and you're going to and overturn it because it's sort of above and beyond a human thing. And they're going to probably drop that out too. And we do know that a number of New Yorkers have filed criminal and civil charges against Letitia James for a lot of different things. And also against Judge Ungren. There is disbarment proceedings starting to start up on both. And within the next few weeks or months, both of them will be no longer involved in the legal field.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene's going after Fonnie.
There's about four of them, four investigations going in.
After that judge, too.
Yeah, Jim Jordan's filed charges against Letitia James and the judge and to try and get them down there. And we'll go from there for that. Plus, you got Bonnie or Fannie Willis. And on her case, the facts, the judge that oversaw it just gave permission to appeal it, to appeal to Letitia James for staying, not Letitia James, Fannie Willis, from staying on as the district attorney. Her day is gone in the next couple of days.
Let's look at another angle. Fannie Willis was talking to Jack Smith.
Right, and Candace just threw out Jack Smith's case with the document. The document case is being thrown out because Jack Smith didn't supply reasons to keep the case going, and he's facing a Friday deadline, and it's going to get thrown out.
He has to put up the evidence and show how he changed it.
And he doesn't have any, so that case is going to be thrown out by Friday.
Trump is going to sue him. And the FBI for
violating the Fourth Amendment. Violating the Fourth Amendment and the Eighth Amendment, yes.
Okay, I want to take a moment right now. I want to wish Darren Trump a happy birthday. 18 years old. Wow. You know, it's high. It's good luck. You know, many, many more. There you go. Happy birthday.
Yeah, question is, what is he going to do? What is he going moving on for and everything else? He's kind of quiet, so he might be in the spectrum of autism. We don't know. But the thing is, when you get the ultra left wing, that's okay.
It's imperative. He can do school from a computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, yeah. Well, he's a target. the left have made him a target, trying to, you know, and so because of that, and because he turned 18, and this was, and the left is making him a target. So we went, like Charlie Kirk and I and a couple others went after these lefties that went did that. Same way we went after them with Bloodbath. Now, I'd like to thank Speaker Mike Johnson for a couple of things. One, of course, the hearing today, and the fact that they're working on getting recommendation referrals for legal action against the Bidens across the board, and also setting up for the possible impeachment so within the next week or two, whatever get done. So that's possible. But what I really want to thank my Speaker Johnson for is the invitation to Bibi Netanyahu to come and to speak before Congress. We don't know when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, but the fact that, the word got out today that he's being invited to do so in response to crybaby Chuck Schumer, you got, listen, folks here, the Democrats are not folks, are not friends of the Jewish people. In fact, almost every single Democrat there is now supporting what Biden is doing and what Chuck Schumer is doing. And just to try and save Michigan and Minnesota, because there's a lot of Arab voters in there, Islamic voters over in those two states. They feel that if they don't cave to get rid of Israel, they're not going to win those two states. So every Democrat there is have actually supported the move by Biden and Schumer. That tells you that the Democrats are not for the Jewish community. Passover is coming up soon. It's a very big insult. We're still in war in Israel. We still got to get rid of Hamas. We got rid of a lot of big people. We got cleaned up a lot of part of, but we still got a little bit left of there. Plus, you got Hezbollah, and then you got Iran. If you clean up the trifecta over there and get rid of all of that, there'll be more of a chance of a peace there. But once you get rid of Hamas, once you get rid of Hezbollah and get rid of Iran, you're going to have to get rid of the Democratic Party and Obama, because those are the snakes in the grass. Those are the big ones. And George Soros, another self-hating Jew. And I'm sorry to say, you need to vote out people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, another self-hating Jew. And Dan Goldman up in New York, the one that continues to lie in support of Biden.
Bernie Sanders.
And others. Moskowitz is another lie. He's another clown today. Goldman, Moskowitz, all of those people, the usual suspects, try to lie and misdirect, and they couldn't do it today because the Republicans were ready. And Bob Alinsky is a fighter, and he won't take that shit. And he went after them tooth and nail with evidence.
How's the case for Ashley Babbitt coming along?
They're working on it. I think there's. I know that Judicial Watch is very big on that. They're closing in on stuff. Most likely, none of this will be finally come to fruition until after Biden gets out of office in a few months. To get rid of the Justice Department.
Is Joe Biden going to jail too?
Everyone in the Biden crime syndicate is going to jail. It doesn't matter if you're an accessory before or after the fact.
Okay.
They're all going.
Even Bo's wife, who Hunter sleeps with? Sick shit.
Everyone's involved in that.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me play a song because I'm losing my voice among other things. What song should we play?
What? Walk Back Down.
Okay. You know, the left hates this song, by the way.
But I like it.
probably won't back down. We'll continue to get the truth out there because that's what saves us. The truth always wins out at the end. And we and the Constitution is out there. That's our Bible. And yes, it's a Bible. And right now, the First Amendment, religious freedom, freedom of speech, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, all under attack by the Communist / Democrats. And that's why it's very urgent for everyone to get out there and vote. And vote mega Republicans and let's get America first, let's secure the borders. And yet, you know, I want to tell you something. As of today, they still refuse to acknowledge Lagan Riley and all those people that were murdered by illegal aliens. They think that MS-13 is a human being. It's not. They are criminals. They hack people.
They don't know it's a murdering cult.
Gang, and they're cruel. What, you know, gangs, they usually shoot people or whatever it is. MS-13 don't do it that way. They want to inflict pain. So what they do, especially women, is they cut them up. They cut them up in pieces all over the place so they can have more torture. That's the way it is. That's the oath that they took.
Yeah.
MS-13. And just as bad is the Venezuelan gangs. Those are the ones that are attacking people in New York, too. And now you got Haiti. Thanks to the Bidens and the Clintons and everyone else, it's all that money that the Clintons and the Bushes gave to, of course, the earthquake, they never really got it. And it was stolen by Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, among others. And that's why there's outstanding warrants in Haiti for those two, for the Clintons. If they ever come in there personally, they will be arrested and probably never seen again because the warlords want them dead. So that's a big thing. But DeSantis has a plan here in Florida because they're going to be coming towards us. So what they do is they're going to catch him, and then they're going to fly these people right into Martha's Vineyard. Let Obama and Biden handle that. And then if that doesn't work, they're going to go and put in Biden's beach and Biden's home in Virginia and
Delaware.
And because he visits both. So that's a big thing there.
Well, he's a big thing
anyway, yeah. Anyhow, talking about illegals, we're going to do our favorite little thing. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor hair-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in." Tender woman sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she had taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," tender woman sighed the snake. Now she clutched him. "You're so beautiful," she cried, "but if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed him, held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," tender woman sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried the woman. "And you have bitten me, even why? And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," sighed the reptile with a grin. "Now you knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," tender woman sighed the snake. That's what we got. It's not if we're going to get attacked. It's when. We caught many people. In fact, we caught somebody at the border in California that actually that when caught was ready to set up a bomb to go off in New York. He was a terrorist from Hezbollah, I believe it was, that we caught. We don't know how many actually escaped.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Texas and the border. Right?
I was getting into that. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Okay, that's what I was getting to right now. For the last few weeks, we were going in, and the Biden administration sued Texas because Texas wanted to secure the border, and every illegal that comes into Texas, they were going to arrest and deport. In fact, Mexico said yesterday, after the Supreme Court announced that they're able to do that, to start to do it, that they weren't going to receive it, and we say, yes, you are, because we got to just drop them out of an airplane and drop them in, so you have no choice, you know, and they backed up a little bit. But so yesterday afternoon, after so many delays, the Supreme Court of the United States, on a 6-3 decision, allowed Texas to do their job, and what they call HB4. Late this morning, acknowledged a fellow district judge in I think in District 5 or someplace else, signed a temporary suspension on that order. So it's blocked to a hearing sometime today or tomorrow. I don't know. So we're back where we started from. Texas is... So there's a delay on doing this now again.
Hold it. Didn't the Supreme Court give them...
okay. But then there's another court. Yeah. But the Texas says we're not going to... Texas already said they're going to ignore that fellow judge because the Supreme Court of the United States, that which is above them, gave the okay and they're starting to do it. So there's a battle there. But in the bottom line is... Texas will secure, and not only that, because there's other states that have the same law now as Texas, and they're also following that. And any illegal caught is going to be arrested and deported immediately, and it's going to go, and eventually all 50 states are going to be that way. So that's a big thing. Yeah. The crimes, when the left is saying the crimes are going down, no, it's not. It's the opposite. You gotta stop listening to that stuff. Everything coming out of the Biden administration and the Communist Party, because that's what they are, they're not Democrats. Even the people I talked to today, they said they're not Democrats, they're Communists. And this is coming in states that are usually blue, and they're going against it. They said they're all lies.
Almost crying. He wants people to stay
there. Yeah, because... Thanks to Letitia James and Erdogan, every single business is leaving New York. Next few weeks and months, it's going to be ghost town. They already lost over 800,000 people before this happened.
Well, she's going after other people. So.
Yeah, because if you think that they're not going to go after you and me and everyone else, then I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. The point is, don't be so stupid. Don't be naive. Of course, Trump is right about one thing. They're going after me because if I wasn't there, they're going to be going after you. I'm just in the way.
You know what? They're starting to go after us. So.
Yeah, you can see it in a lot of different ways. A lot of people talking.
Look at the EPA. He's doing stuff with that.
By the way, if you're driving a car under Biden and the Democrats, your car is going to be obsolete in a few years because he's getting rid of all gas-operated cars. In other words, combustion engines going bye-bye. It's either going to be electronic or horse and buggy for you, and they'll probably get rid of that because under climate change, you can't have a horse either.
They're doing a lot of bicycling.
Yeah, if that.
Why? You can ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I know, but how many people can?
I can ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
Put training wheels on it.
That's true.
Well,
yeah, so that's... What?
Or rickshaw. You can have rickshaw.
Yeah, rickshaw.
There you go. So... Or you're going to have the sleighs pulling you, some huskies.
Yeah, that's true. We're going back. No, we're going to have this, Fred Flintstone and the Flintstone cars. Bare feet.
What, I guess they're going to give up their planes.
Yeah. You know, that's a
no
big thing.
Nobody's going to make an electric plane. It's ran with fuel. Okay? You cannot fly to Europe on an electric plane.
No.
So how are you going to do that?
I don't know.
They're stupid.
You know, so that's the big thing
so
there.
How many points separate Shifty Shift from Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey, somewhere between 6 to 9 point lead, or maybe 10 point lead, depending on the poll, over Shifty Shift. See, there's a difference. Garvey has integrity, intelligence, honesty. He's not corrupted by politics. He doesn't have a Chinese spy as a girlfriend. He doesn't go out to the ultra far left stuff. He doesn't lie about things or make things up and everything else. Steve Garvey is a known commodity. He for the Dodgers, for San Diego. He was a team player. He is bright, intelligent, honest. He's America first. He believes in the Constitution and believes that you and I and everyone else has the ability to do what's best for them and for the family. And he supports securing the border. He wants to fix California up and get it back. He wants to bring it back to like Ronald Reagan when he was governor of California. You know, even Arnold Schwarzenegger days was a little bit better than what it is now.
You know who's quiet? Gillibrand.
Yeah, in New York. She's trying to distance herself from Schumer, but I don't think she's going to run for re-election next time around. I think she's done. There's a lot of New York people in New York are very fed up right now. With the crime, with the homelessness, with gangs, and it's third world country. You go into parts of Queens or the Bronx or Brooklyn and in Manhattan and also in the Bronx, and you walk the streets, and you got all these people on the side streets, and this hawkers, whatever you want to call all the other stuff. You look like you're in a third world country, and the New Yorkers are fed up with it. It's one of the reasons why the people that were interviewed in the Bronx and in Brooklyn were both asking for Trump to do a rally. And he is definitely doing a rally in Madison Square Garden, and I think next month or the month after. So it's going to be very big. Also, it may be a rally for Steve Garvey in California. So that's a big thing there. Maybe, because he could fill that up. Steve Garvey is very well known.
Yes.
I don't know if they're doing because San Diego could be, because of San Diego, it is most a military town and it's more conservative. We'll see on that. But it's interesting, and I think Marino in Ohio, the race was supposed to be very close. In fact, he was losing initially, and then Trump had the rally, and they said that Marina's going to win maybe by 4 or 5 points, maybe as much as 8. He won by over 20.
Excellent.
He was over 51%.
People are, Joseph, shopping in a market. It's insane. Prices are insane. You know, it's bad. I don't know if Publix is price gouging or those are the real prices.
I don't know.
I bought a bag of chips, and it was a little under half filled.
Yeah, but, you know, that's been going on before Biden. Yeah.
How can you sell a product half filled? That's not the right way.
No.
There's something so corrupt about that. You know? So when is Congress meeting again to continue this impeachment?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it was still continuing before we did the show. I'm not sure. I know next week there are warrants for stuff supposed to come out and stuff like that. So I think when the next week.
What happened to the trial on Mayorkas in the Senate?
This coming week coming up, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that.
I don't
being
see
set
that
up.
Going on.
No, it's being set up.
Okay.
How do you think that'll do? Because of the politics of the day, I think they're going to actually kick him out. I think they got enough votes to actually totally impeach him.
You got crossover?
Yes, plenty. Breaking news, BLM.
Now that Mitch McConnell is leaving,
right.
Who do you think, and we're going to take the Senate.
Right.
Who do you think is going to be the majority leader?
Either Ted Cruz or Rand Paul.
Okay.
It's either going to be Ted Cruz.
I didn't like him as governor, and I don't like him.
Either going to be one of the three things. Whatever Trump figures out, I think it's whatever Trump is able to work with.
I think Ted Cruz, because he's open to endless possibilities. And he's a constitutionalist.
Yeah, so we'll see where that goes.
And he's honest.
Another name that's been floated around late was J.D. Vance, so who knows?
I don't think he has enough experience.
He's been pretty good. Meanwhile, BLM agitators swarm University of Memphis, Turning Point USA, Carl Rittenhouse event, chanting "lock his ass up." It's breaking now over there, but he doesn't care. He's speaking anyway.
Why do they want to lock up Carl Rittenhouse?
Because they don't like somebody defending themselves.
Tough shit. They defend themselves.
Yeah. Anyway, we got...
Anyway, this is Scarlett Butler saying I'll be back on Sunday. We'll see how the week goes. Everything is awesome. Keep your chins up and pace yourself slow. God bless America. God bless Israel. And Bibi is coming to the Congress. We'll see how that does. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Scarlett. Again, remind us, tune in on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Same time, same channel, but different time. It's 7 p.m. on Sunday on Block Talk Radio. All you have to do is tune in on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, Block Talk Radio. Let's call the numbers 515-602-9657. Give us we have surprise guests coming up in the future. We'll go over it as we get confirmations. I want to thank you again for everyone. And don't forget, there's a big hearing coming down in the courts. I believe Monday is the NRA hearing in the Supreme Court. And of course, the continuing of the freedom of the First Amendment, the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and as well as the Bill of Rights, all being attacked by the Democrats, the Communist class, and others. So tune in there. And again, just check us out on Sunday. We'll have updates on what's going on. Bibi Netanyahu has been invited to the Congress. We'll have that as when that's set up. And again, I want to thank everybody. Again, listen to us and in the chat room as well as in the around the world and simulcasts of various stations. So thank you again, and just have a great evening. And we'll get you on Sunday, and have a great evening.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio. That's 7 Eastern Time. Have a great evening. See you on Sunday.